Am I the asshole for telling my stepdad that he should focus on his own life instead of constantly monitoring my little sister? I'm a 24-year-old woman, and my 58-year-old mom married Dan, who's 60. He moved into my mom's house where my younger sister, Molly, aged 18, still lives. Molly and Dan have been experiencing conflicts. As soon as Dan and my mom got married, he began making decisions about how my little sister should be raised. Molly began to get frustrated and talk to my mom about it, and our mom told Dan that he should scale back, which he has to some extent. While he stopped intervening in significant matters, he began overseeing Molly in smaller aspects, such as her clothing, choices on how she's organizing her room. The other day, Molly bought razors for leg shaving, and Dan confiscated them. He went on to imply that he knows the real reason why teenagers would buy razors, suggesting that it's not for leg shaving, but more for private areas. I was appalled by his audacity to make such comments to Molly and to assume that he has the right to dictate her grooming choices. It also struck me as inappropriate and somewhat unsettling that he would make a big deal out of Molly's shaving habits. Like, what reason could he have for making such remarks? After talking to Molly, I called my mom and insisted that she talk to her husband and tell him to mind his own business and to stick to his own matters. My mom cautioned me about speaking against him, but she agreed to address the issues with Dan and to get his perspective. Dan then called me to clarify his side of the story, but his story was the same as Molly's. He framed it as though he was acting in Molly's best interest and looking out for her. I responded to him by telling him that he seriously needs to find other things to occupy his time instead of obsessing over matters that don't concern him. He said that he won't allow for himself to be spoken to like that by a child and hung up on me. You're not a child. My mom is on his side and says that I took it too far when I told him to get a life. I don't think that that's as bad as what he's been doing to Molly, and I feel like it needed to be called out on if my mom wasn't going to do it. So, tell me, am I the asshole? No, you are most certainly not the asshole. And even though Dan is calling you a child, saying that you're a child, this is two adults speaking to each other. Yes, he may be older than you or whatever, and a lot of times people have certain feelings and certain things about that and still consider you a child in certain situations like that. But this is two adults speaking to each other. You can't forget that. And even when you're talking to your mom, it's two adults speaking to her. Yes, at one point in time, you were a kid to her, right? And at one point in time, she was responsible for you. But now you have responsibility and you have the ability to speak up for yourself. You have the ability to set boundaries for yourself. You have the ability to speak up for your sister. And so no, definitely not the asshole. And it's completely okay for them to disagree with you speaking up for yourself and the things that you're saying to them. It actually sounds like, given the circumstances, that you're actually being very respectful. Be one thing if you're being disrespectful, if you were getting violent with him, those sorts of things, but I'm not hearing anything like that. So no, definitely not the asshole. One of the things that I would say, you know, I don't know if your biological dad is still in the picture. It might be time for him to get involved. And, you know, I don't know your situation, your living situation, but it might be time for you and your sister to consider becoming roommates to get her out of that situation. But definitely not the asshole.